Welcome guys, to Rubens TV Sports Edition. Today we're going to talk about day two of free agency and what happened on Sunday the 30th and what's going on the July 1st. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. A lot of small but interesting trades. The first one, which wasn't the 30th, but it was around the 28th, 26th. Anthony Davis going to the Lakers. That was one of the first trades that ever happened. And it's crazy. Like, it happened so quick. Everybody was so, you know, like, whoa, what just happened? Let's talk about the Heat. Miami Heat get Jimmy Butler and Leonard, which is from he's from the Trailblazers, and Portland get Hassan Whiteside, which is, I think, a great pickup, because Hassan Whiteside is a very lazy player. So I think Damian Leonard is going to make him like a whole new player. I think they might go to the conference finals, facing LeBron. Like, that team is going to be one hell of a team. And CJ McCollum, that dude is a freaking beast already. The Clippers get Harkless and to 2023 first round pick. Pretty good pick, I guess. They still, you know, try and improve. I think Lakers are very smart. I think if they don't get no one this season, this free agency, they still will be able to pick up where they left off in maybe a year from now or two, because they keep the players young. They have players that are young. Keep the player that are ready to go, you know. And I like that a lot. They do it very, very smart. But they will get there. Like, there is no chance. Like, they will win a championship by the next 5 years, I believe. If the Lakers don't get no crazy players, I think they will. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. We have so many opportunities to get better, and I think they are there, you know. They will get there, you know. It's a matter of time. Sorry, I'm texting someone, but yeah. What else? Richardson went to Philadelphia. Who cares? I don't even know who that is. Never heard of him. But they only got one player for Jimmy Butler. And Russell. Warriors finalizing signing trade for Russell. They're gonna get Russell Napier and Brooklyn Nets gets Kevin Durant and the future first round pick. You know that they're gonna be like last place, the Warriors, so it's not that crazy. The Memphis Grizzly gets Andre Iguodala and a protected 20. Oh my god, this. Hopefully they get something good out of that 2014 first round pick. New Orleans get Derek Favors. He didn't do much this season, 18-19 season. He was kind of like a bust. Not really a bust, but like a player that didn't show off that much because they barely played him. It's kind of sad. But he's going to be playing with a future one of the greatest player in the NBA. Zion? I don't know. Zion? Yeah. Lakers ship 3 to Wiz, open max contract. Lakers, it's old news. Lakers gave away Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart. Number 4 overall pick in 2019. It's crazy. That's a lot for this guy. Damn, they just won one now, huh? That's insane. Washington Wizards get Wagner, Bogner, Jones, future second round pick. Oh man, that's a pity. That's a pity on trades. Like bro, second round pick. And Wizards need to rebuild. Oh boy. How sad. Blazers Hawks flip to Turner for Blazemore. I actually like Kent Blazemore a lot. I think this is an excellent pick. I think he either should be a six man or he should replace Hood. Like I always was a big fan of Kent Blazemore. Atlanta Hawks get Evan Turner. Piston trade for number 17 pick. Jordan Bone. New York Knicks was what a crazy day for New York Knicks, you know? Shit, it's like damn. Sixers sends Jonathan Simmons to Wizards. I actually was a big fan of Jonathan Simmons and the Spurs. He's an old rookie, but he goes really hard, and I really enjoy that. Golden State gets 39 pick. Okay. Not surprised there. The Heat gets number 32. And Indiana Pacers get 3 future second round picks. Cavs finally picks in first round. They get Kevin Booker Jr., number 30th. The Pistons get 4 future second round picks for cash. Oh man. Celtics sends. Bynum's. Kenny Bynum's is still there in the Boston. Weird. They send Aaron Bynum's to the Phoenix. Damn, you haven't heard anything from the Phoenix, yo. The Phoenix has been quiet for since the only time I heard them talking about something is like maybe when Booker made those crazy 61 point, one of the youngest to make that much. Other than that, like you'd hear about the twins, the Morris twins, before they split up. Like damn, that's crazy. What an interesting trade, huh? Like, damn. Trying to see if there's any more good trades. Indiana Pacers get TJ Warren. Golden State. Bucks send Snell to Boston. This was early as well. Bucks get John Lohr. I played as him in 2K. He's a really good shooter. I'd be splashing in my brother's face like Splash, splash. But yeah. Jazz gets Mike Conley. I think that's a really, really good pickup. Let's see what the rookie or the sophomore could do with him. Memphis gets Kyle Korver, Jay Crowder. Sucks that they send those guys, Kyle Korver and Crowder, together, and now they're just leaving together. Wow, they traded Allen Crabbe. What didn't they send this guy mad money? They signed this guy like a crazy contract, Allen Crabbe. That's crazy. Look at him.